Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for Wilson Holmes. The Collingwood season review. The Pies finished 17th, 6 wins and 16 losses. The trade period, in Nathan Kruger, Pat Lipinski. Out goes Max Lynch to the Hawks. We know that Nick Dacos is coming in as a father-son. The 2021 draft hand, in order to get a lot of those points, by the way, 27, 36, 48, 40, 46, 48, 55, 58, 78, and 79. We're going to continue the Squid Games theme. Jimmy, who for you got the green light?
Jack Crisp for me.
Yeah, great season.
Unbelievable season. The old-fashioned steak knives. He's better than that because remember he was the steak knives.
In the Dane Beams deal. Yep. So it was Beams and they ended up getting, is that part of the Treloar deal?
Yeah, there was the picks and that all thrown in, but he's
I think that's right.
He's better. He's had a fantastic year.
No, played. It wasn't Treloar. It was Adams.
Yes, it was one of the ones from the Giants.
Go on.
Anyway, Jack Crisp, super consistent, rewarded with the best and fairest this year. He's rock solid halfback. Come up through the midfield a lot this year, and he's kicking power and punch.
He's much more than just a solid halfback flanker, isn't he? Which is a lot of people when they went back there thought he might be, but he's actually consistently improved layer on layer, year on year,
and does not miss football at all.
Nah, ultra consistent.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's green light. Who got the red
light? Darcy Moore. I know he started the year on fire, but
it's a bit harsh.
No. Once I explain.
Yeah, you explain.
He was very good at intercepting the footy and setting up a lot of attack from halfback, but his direct opponent kicked a lot of goals on him a few times. But also then you throw into the mix, playing forward. Don't play him forward. And then he got injured, unfortunately. So it's more we'd love to see an injury-free Darcy Moore back at centre half back, dominating like the All-Australian years at centre half back.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily red light on Darcy personally. It's just his year, given that he got thrown around, got injured.
It got halted.
Got goals kicked on him.
It got red lighted.
Got red lighted. Thank you. Okay, the three key questions heading into 2022. Was this year a once off or a sign of where the list is at?
No, it's back. You know, let's use the clock. They wound back the clock and they're starting that premiership clock again. So where they were up, you know, because they were competing grand final, preliminary final,
right.
they've sort of tick, 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 wound the clock back quite a few hours.
Is Jordan Ngoi finally going to live up to his potential?
Well, it depends what you think his potential is. What do you think his potential is?
That's a good question. I think his potential is a mid-forward who can average low to mid-20 disposals and 1.5 goals a game and finish top 10 in a Brownlow.
Well, he was nearly that last year. He kicked 23 goals, averaged low 20 possessions.
Yep.
I think for everyone, the difference between DeGoey's really, really good games and his poor games needs to be closed, that window. Because he's now at that point where he's played enough footy. I think we're nearing on 120 games.
Yeah, that'd be right.
And he's about a goal a game sort of player. I think he's now that should be at that mature stage.
What do you think his potential is? Top 3 BNF minimum?
Yeah, because if he's having 24, 25 and having 24, 25
and kicking
goals,
a goal, yeah.
It should say that.
Okay, the third question.
Before I get to my game on you.
Can Craig McRae lead the Pies back into the finals next year?
I don't have them in my eight. I think they'll improve.
Yep.
You always get the spike from the new coach and it does take some teething problems to work out what he's trying to achieve as well.
Okay, unders overs.
Unders overs. We'll start on the team first. They won 6 games last year. I'm setting the line at 7.5.
Oh, that's a good line.
Yeah. To borrow a term from America, Vegas has set the line.
I'm saying overs.
So you think they'll get 8 or more wins?
I think they'll win 8 or more, yep.
Leading goal kicker last year, Brody Majek.
How many kick?
32.
Yep.
I'm going to set the line at 29.5 goals.
Overs.
So you'll kick 30 or more?
Yep.
I think they need more goal kickers than relying on Brody Majek.
I agree with that, but I still think he'll kick 30.
Okay. Brownlow votes, your man, Jordan Ngoi, American Jordan Ngoi.
What did he have last this year in the Brownlow?
He had 9 votes. I've set the line at 10.5. Now, remember, I'm saying from the great Mitch Cleary that he's doing battle ropes in America because that could get him an extra 2 votes.
Hey, are you listening? Hey, hang on. That's the sarcasm of Jimmy Bartel.
Because I want to see what what is it?
Are they doing altitude training, or what was the point of?
No.
Why couldn't you even go to a gym here?
No, they're on wobble boards, and I think it might be a sponsored tour for Monster Energy.
Monster Academy. Is that the same academy that Bailey Smith just joined? I think it is.
Yeah. I'm not sure you want a Monster before you run out. No disrespect to Monster.
You're shaking a little bit.
Although I did used to drink a Farmers Union iced coffee before I ran out, so I can't say much.
Did you really?
Yeah, and a custard tart.
What? What?
Yeah.
You would have felt so gluggy.
Nah, a couple of hours before the game, there's nothing to do down the rooms.
A custard tart and a Farmers Union iced coffee.
Absolutely.
You're an odd man. What's your last over-unders?
Well, that was it.
Degoli. Oh, no, that was it. Degoli, I didn't know. What was it? 10.5?
Yep. So it's 11
Jordan votes. Jordan Degoli will poll over 10.5 votes.
You're very much an overs man. We've done six of these unders overs and you've gone overs on every single one.
I'm actually usually an unders man, but yeah, your lines are quite low, I reckon.
I think I've nailed them.
No, they're quite good, but they're on the conservative side.
L Train out the back, he's putting this in the vault and he's going to see how good you are at the end of the season.
I'm not sure Lawrence has ever been referred to as an L Train.
He needs a nickname.
He does need a nickname.
What are you going with?
Jared calls him Lawrence of Arabia, which I quite enjoy. Oscar Piastri is a name Australian sports fans are going to be hearing a lot more of in the coming years, particularly in Formula One. He's going to join us next.